Welcome back. You're listening to Graphic 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. So February for me is generally a month of fatigue. I took the whole month of January off thinking that I'd be able to get my ducks in a row for this other idea that I have, but it didn't work out, or I haven't had the time to fully develop the idea. And it's important to, when you're doing something new, to have the idea concrete in your head. And with January, the end of Christmas season, the end of the sales, and now we are now in February and we're coming up to the next vacation, I feel like there's no real routine in my life. But what I do remember about February in my youth and as I was growing up in Canada is that often in February, like we're going to do in a couple of weeks, is we used to go skiing. So the skiing in Canada, I don't know if any of you have been in Canada for skiing, is quite good. And my favorite ski hill was Sunshine. It wasn't Whistler in BC, it was Sunshine, it was in Alberta. And it was fantastic because you could go up the chairlift and you could ski all day in the bowl. So you'd go up on top of the mountain and you could ski all day on the top of the mountain, never coming back down. And I thought it was fantastic. It wasn't a very big ski hill, but, you know, the snow was often really great. So to commemorate the idea of snow, I thought I'd go on this kick. So most of the songs on this set today are related to snow and some of the adverse effects of what is February. Not necessarily in Compiègne, but I'd say globally, February is a tough month for everybody. Just because it's, you know, we really are looking forward to more sun and the spring and all of that. So the first song on the list today is a country music singer from Ontario who skyrocketed to the top 20 charts in Canadian music in 2016. And her latest album is called My Story. And it was released in 2018. And this song is by Lea Daniels. And it's called We Got Snow from 2013 release.
It's a cold one out there, so stay inside and stay warm. Here's Lea Daniels with We Got Snow.
Oh, baby, look outside, we got snow. I don't think you should go in the terrible cold. Oh, baby, look outside at that snow. I don't think you should go, just cuddle up close. I don't have a single place to be, so call your boss and blame it all on me. And we'll sing fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, snuggle by the fireside, watching It's a Wonderful Life tonight. Oh baby, weatherman says it's a storm, you better stay where it's warm and go home in the morn. Baby, a wind outside is a-blowing, you really shouldn't be going, I've got the fireplace glowing. What's the rush? You know you wanna stay, relax and listen to the music play. And a choir sing fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, I'll roast a marshmallow for you, make a s'more big enough for two. Stand. I don't care if it lasts till July. Oh, baby, look outside at the snow. You'd be crazy to go, but what do I know?
So if you're wondering what 6 feet means in Canadian terms, it's over 2 meters. No, it's a little under 2 meters, 180 centimeters. That's a lot of snow. When I was growing up in Canada and Alberta, I never really saw that much snow in one, you know, snowfall. But I know my mom used to. She lived in Quebec. And when they would have snow, which is mostly their snowiest month, was January. Months were January and February. It would be meters of snow. And she told me when she was young, on dares and just to impress her older brother, Jack, she would toboggan off of the barn roof into the snow. That's how much snow there was. And still to this day, a friend of mine from Quebec, from Montreal, will send me occasionally pictures of his yard. And he's got a 2-story house. And sometimes the snow is so high that it's almost at the window of the second story. Anyway, that's a lot of snow. The next, I just love that song. It made me want to go out onto the Alps in these, you know, cute little fun boots and a fur coat and just walk around and feel the wonderful and the wonders of winter. The next song on the list is also from a country music band. They are an acoustic country music trio consisting of Todd Gore, Elaine Shizgaz, I'm saying that wrong, and Dave Clark, who started in the 1990s. This is a band called Steel Rail, and they had a 15-year hiatus because I think it was Todd Gore. He moved west for 15 years, and they reunited again in the mid-2010s. And their sound is easily sound. Their sound, which luckily for us anyway, easily came back to them. They found their groove again. It was almost like they blinked, and the 15 years just passed. This is 1,000 Miles of Snow from their 1995 album of the same name.
Snow needles in the headlights, cold moon knows the way I feel. It was snowing in Toronto when I got behind the wheel, and 12 hours on the road. Now the flakes still coming down, 3 more days of blacktop till I'm back in my hometown. I'm driving home, I'm driving home through 1,000 miles of snow. Drifts dancing across the highway, static on the radio. I'm in Walk That Lonesome Valley, so I don't feel so alone. I left a life behind when I went east so many years ago. Now this empty road will take me back to faces I won't know. I'm driving home, I'm driving home, across 1,000 miles of snow. Center of the city, still heard that west wind blow. Now this old sled sits, and my regrets will take my heart back home. I'm driving home, I'm driving home, across 1,000 miles of snow. Driving home, yes, I'm driving home, across.
I always think it's interesting that Canadian singers will talk about Miles, because we've have, this is something, I don't know if this is something you know or not, but in Canada, we use both systems, the imperial and the metric system. And it could be a generational thing, because my mother learnt pounds, and then she learnt, you're 5 foot, she's 5 foot one. So she learned how to, you know, express her weight in that kind of way without using kilograms or kilometers. But when she talks about when we drive in kilometers. But when she speaks about miles, it's just funny. It could be, like I said, a generational thing where people of my mother's age talk in both worlds regarding distances and masses and weights and volumes and stuff like that. So the next song on the list, as I ramble on about ridiculous, stupid things that I know or know less about than I did when I was younger, is Trent Severn. It's another Canadian trio composed of M. Briner, Diana Manning, and Lindsay Schindler. And they were founded in 2011, known for their melodic folk music. They were nominated for two music awards in 2013, but unfortunately have been off the scene since COVID. This song is from their Christmas album, and it's remixed, called Oh Snow.
snow, let it go. Everybody knows that it ain't good to keep it all inside.
It isn't good to keep it all inside. That is a... That's a good piece of advice. So Trent Severn is, like I said, a Canadian trio, and they I think that their music is quite good. It's not really my style of music. I like things that are a little bit more rocky and alternative and punky. That, I mean, when I listen to music at home anyway. But what I really enjoyed about this particular piece was the violin. I felt it to be very apropos for what February represents to me. There's this certain level of melancholy. January and February are traditionally, to me, or from what my experiences are the most depressing months of the year. There's not enough light. We are getting over the Christmas high and the lull of extravagant spending, and maybe even missing family members because we have a lot of family time during the Christmas holidays, and then there's none at all, which is a gift as well, perhaps, as a curse at the same time. And I just wanted to acknowledge for a second that mental health is a real thing, and it's important to you and to and the people around you. As much as we all have these things in our pockets to distract us and feed us with whatever addictions that keep us away from reality, it's important to remind each other to be connected with those around you, especially in months like January and February, where... like I said, they can be harder months. That said, okay, so on the note of mental health, we're back to Canada and talking about Canadian music on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English only with a doctor. And David Francie, who is a Canadian folk singer who has won 4 Juno Awards and multiple Canadian folk music distinctions. This song is called Harm from his 2013 album, So Say We All.
And every dread that you can name, it rattles round inside my brain. I'm lucky I've got a brain at all, beating my head against this wall. And here I'm a walking mess, although I walk among the blessed. Can't count that as a certain thing, fleeting as a wedding ring. Sun again, I wanna see the sun again. Getting tired of the rain, wanna see the sun again. I wanna see the sun again, wanna see the sun again. I'm getting tired of the rain, wanna see the sun again. Tracks. I can't go forward, just look back at everything I've ever done that caused any harm to anyone. Cause I know the past is real, I know, but it's in the rearview mirror now. It's been and gone into something new, up ahead and out of view. I wanna see the sun again, I wanna see the sun again. Getting tired of the rain, and I wanna see the sun again. Wanna see the sun again, I wanna see the sun again. Getting tired of the rain, wanna see the sun again.
Oh my. I swear to God, that is what I said yesterday when I was reflecting on how much rain we've been having lately. Now, I don't like to diss the rain because I think rain is really important, but the gray and the like faux gray that goes on, it's not gray out, but it's like a white gray. I find that oppressive and I always want to see the sun again. It rains quite a bit. And we don't get enough sunlight, I think, or direct sunlight. And then, of course, I'm not very intelligent with my time. And when it is sunny out, I think, oh, I'm going to be really proactive and productive at home and get all the stuff done that I've been procrastinating about. Because when it's gray, I like to procrastinate. And then I don't go outside at all. So I am, I'm my own personal paradox. So, what was I? Who's next now? The Strombolas. So this is a Canadian rock group from Toronto, Ontario, who debuted in 2008. This song reminds me of the residue of celebrating life after a loss, which is pretty much sums up my January after suffering a loss in my extended family. Two of my cousins were killed on the 27th of December, and it was a tragedy, and I was very far because I couldn't go home for the funeral. And it's just a reminder that life can be fleeting, yet it always continues, which is the positive thing of, I guess, energy in general. And it's the choices that we make to make things matter, right? The song reminds me of hope, and the hope that tomorrow, in spite of that there's a hope for tomorrow in spite of all the darkness. This song is called Spirits from their album. This is the song Spirits, by the Strombolas from their 2016 album, Hope.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I've been looking at the stars tonight, and I think, oh, how I miss that bright sun. I'll be a dreamer till the day I die. But they say, oh, how the good die young. But we're all strange, and maybe we don't want to change.
In my head and they won't go. When the guns do
I love that song. Like I said, it reminds me of hope, and I'm not exactly sure why. It's the lyrics itself, the story it tells, doesn't feel like it would naturally make you think of hopeful things. But anyway, falling out of character for me, normally I just focus on Canadian songs, but this next singer is from England. Since Canada is part of the British Commonwealth, I'm letting myself wander a little bit more. Inspired rather, or rather crushed by recent events in Minnesota, me personally, as I reproach myself, I'm feeling very reproachful for myself for having any reactive feelings because they seem to keep me up at night, like the atrocities and my ability to keep my mouth shut about things that I don't agree with. And it's, this is big. And so, I don't know. I feel like we need a little bit of human in our lives. And this is exactly the name of the song by this big and beautiful man with this baritone voice, Rag and Bone. That's the name of his handle. It's Rag and Bone Man. And it's from his album called Human, way back from 2016. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. And an out-of-character British song.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
I love that song. That's fantastic. I love his voice. Rag and Bone Man is just phenomenal. Next week, we have another song with him. Like I said, I don't generally focus on music outside of Canada, but I thought this was a really apropos suggestion, specifically considering that I feel as a human being that it's time to protest. And what better way to protest than through music, or at least to shed light on conflicting realities? The ideal of freedom is being, freedom and democracy, I think, is being put into question in recent events in recent years. And I thought what a wonderful tribute that would be is to play one of Leonard Cohen's songs. So Leonard Cohen, in 1989, he started writing this song as per this interview that he had with Paul Zulo. And it took him 3 years to complete it. And it was a song that was inspired by him, inspired by the fall of the Berlin Wall. And the song suggests that democracy might take forever but to be achieved, but it's a promise. It's a promise worth waiting for. And I think it's a very lovely song, and we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Sail on, oh my dear ship of to the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family is broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA.
I think if Leonard Cohen, who passed away in 2016, were still alive today, that song might mean something very, very different to him. It's almost ironic how things can change so quickly and so brutally in areas of politics and, I don't know if it's the human spirit, maybe. So all I know is, as a human being, I think that when you see something you don't like, you should stand up for it and say something about it. And in the eyes of Trooper, who is a olden days Canadian rock band from Vancouver, Canada, I thought I would remind you on occasion from their 1978 album, This As Thieves, this is It's Time to Raise a Little Hell.
Raise a little hell.
have a question for the listeners today as you drive home safely and without anger. Is what would it take for you to stand up and raise a little hell? Like, I mean, what kind of subjects do you really have conviction for? And I ask that question because I think when you have a conviction, to feel strength in the conviction, it's always good to not be, to feel it with solidarity, meaning you have it with other people. And when you have it with other people, these people need to be good company, which brings me to my next segue. Or this is how I'm segueing into the next song on Graphit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor by the Dead South, who, by the way, will be at the Olympia in Paris on March 10th. So buy your tickets. They're fantastic. and if Graphit would buy me tickets, I would be there too. Anyway, this is their 2014 song, In Hell, I'll Be in Good Company, by the band Dead South. Like I said, they are folk bluegrass musical group from Regina and initially formed in 2012. Personally, I don't think you need to wait until hell to be in good company. I think it's important to be in good company right here on Earth. While you are able to impact your environment and your surroundings. I think that that's one of the privileges I had as growing up as a teen, is that I think I had a pretty good friends. I think my son has a pretty good set of friends too, so I'm always really hesitant on doing anything that's very traumatic, like moving or anything like that. So we'll just wait until he's old enough, meaning and he's an independent tax-paying parent probably before we do any major move, because I am a traveler. What I wouldn't do to go to Dead South, the concert. I'm a little afraid to go to closed concerts since 2015, because 2 weeks before that happened, we were in the areas in the same vicinities going to a very closed concert, and it kind of traumatized me. So I only go to open air concerts now. But that said, that is the exact opposite question that Serena Ryder sings in her next song. It says she's a talented songwriter. She's been writing apparently since she was 11 years old. She's from Toronto, Ontario, and she sings about what she would not do, which is the title of the song, from her 2012 album, Harmony. This is Serena Ryder.
To pieces, you know I'll pick them up. There are so many reasons I'm never gonna get enough. If you should leave this country, you know I'll come to you, because you always love me. Oh, what I wouldn't do.
Drown the courage grows stronger.
Another legit question. Aren't there any limits to your affection and love or even attention? I would like to say none for me. I would love to say that I have no limits, that my heart is open to everything and everyone. But as I age and gain wisdom or deal with perhaps things that I didn't want to deal with before, I'm reminded that the word no is my favorite boundary word. Favorite. This will be the third year, not the consecutive year, but the third year that I devote to the word yes. And I might have to be doing a second consecutive year in this last for 2026, 2027, because at my birthday every year, I make personal goals. And this year it was at my birthday. I said, okay, I'm going to be more open to yes and not say no. And my goodness, holy moly, holy guacamole. I have a tough time with that. It is a struggle for me to not knee-jerk into the no at every turn and be a little bit more open to the universe and to opportunities. So let's encourage the doctor with her limits and to open herself up. And I encourage you to be truly in the yes, and maybe you'll inspire me. As I would like to end on a fantastic note, this next group is called the Good Lovelies. They're from Lethbridge, Alberta. It's a further south in Calgary. They're from my home province. They're a trio of amazing and beautiful ladies, and they're doing a ragtime cover of K.O.'s song Crack Bucket from 2004. This Good Lovelies version is from 2023, and their album called Let the Rain Fall. Slightly apropos considering the weather conditions in Compiègne, I wish you and bid you a fantastic drive home. Be safe, be happy, be engaged, and have a wonderful weekend. The doctor has left the house.
Took a trip on a bus that I didn't know. Met a girl selling drinks at the disco. Said truth, come back when you let it go. Seemed complicated because it's really so simple. Walking down Young Street on Friday. Can't follow them, gotta do it my way. No fast lane, still on the highway. Moving in and out, no doubt. There's a brighter
no
day.
Time to get down, cause moving up. No time to get down, cause moving up.
No time to get down, cause moving up. Ah.
Check out the crabs in the bucket. It's like flies on a windscreen riding a wall. Square biz clones claim they're having a ball. Feeling themselves just before last call. Tick a tick a tock, tick a tick a tock. Clock strikes 12, clock strikes 1. Smoking gun put these fools on the run. I know it's not that simple. I know it's not that hard. No time to get down, cause moving up. No time to get down, cause moving up. No time to get down, cause moving up. Ah, check out the crabs in the bucket.
It's a conniption fit when the microphone's lit. I take it high like a bird on a wire. Retire the fire, I never. Cause I'm just moving on up. Choosing to touch the unseen, craving the clutch. Damn, if mirrors were created by sand. When I'm looking in the water for reflections of man. Understand the mind above time when it's empty. MC tragically hit ahead by a century.
No time to get down, cause moving up.
No time to get down, cause moving up. No time to get down, cause moving up. Ah,
check out the crabs in the bucket.
No time to get down, cause moving up. No time to get down, cause moving up. No time to get down, cause moving up. Ah.